It's bothered you for weeks.
It's time to find out what happened.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
We're trying to help out our listener, Donna, this morning, who wants to know what happened with Ryan. And let's get her side of things first. Hey, Donna, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I definitely need some help.
Okay. All right. Well, we're happy to help. So let's start at the very beginning. How did you and Ryan meet?
We met on Match.com, and I don't know, I heard that site was supposed to be for serious people, but maybe not this time.
Is that true? Is that their thing?
Yeah, I mean, they take a lot of pride in, you got to answer 100 questions, finding you the right match, so on and so forth.
So you would think if you were going to spend that much time doing it, that you'd be serious about it.
And it's expensive, by the way.
Okay. So you thought Ryan was serious. All right. Well, what did you like about his profile first? Let's start there.
And he made references to a bunch of shows I like, so that seemed like a very good start.
Okay. Which shows, by the way?
Oh, I am a huge Futurama and Simpsons geek, so he had a few quotes from those shows, and it totally sold me. He finished his profile with, "If for any reason you're not satisfied, I hate you." And I was like, oh my gosh.
I'm glad the two Futurama fans found each other.
That is rare.
All right. So how did you went out then, right? So how did it go on the date?
I thought it was fantastic. It was really fun. He was just as funny in person as his profile. We had a lot of laughs. We gelled really well. This was just a moment. But for a moment, I had the thought, and I was like, wow, maybe this is it,
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Well, so then, Wisey, if you thought, even for a moment, this is the guy, then why do you think you're getting ghosted now?
Trust me, I've been searching for that answer an obsessive person for quite a while. I have no idea. It honestly could be anything.
All right. Well, Donna, we're going to put you on hold. Ryan has been on hold, but he hasn't been able to hear what you've said. So we're going to put you on hold, and then you will be able to hear what he says, by the way. Then we'll bring you back.
Right,
we're talk to him, get his side of things, then we'll bring you back here in a few minutes, okay? Hang on, Donna.
All right.
All right, is this... Hey, Ryan?
Yep.
Hey, Ryan, it's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt at Star. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, guys. How are you?
We're good. We are calling to talk with you about Donna this morning, your date with Donna. Of course, you remember Donna, right? From Match, Match.com.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do remember Donna. This is interesting, yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
What does that mean exactly? Mm-hmm. What do you mean by interesting?
If it was so interesting, why haven't you called her back?
This is the first for me, so.
Okay. All right. So you've never been on one of these segments before. Okay. Well, did you like her? Why? She liked you. Why haven't you called her back?
Oh, I really liked her. I didn't call her back because she didn't want to see me. She didn't like me.
She didn't like you.
Did she tell you that?
I kept asking her, when can we hang out again? And I gave her 5-6 different dates that we could work. And each time she was like, no, that doesn't work for me. Doesn't work for me. And after the umpteenth time, I kind of got the hint.
Okay. All right. All right. So you say that you were all about it. But you didn't think she wanted to go out. Okay, so hang on. We're going to take a break here, Ryan. And then when we come back, we have Donna has been listening in. We're going to bring her back, and we're going to get her side of this and what she has to say about this.
More fun in the mornings.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.